Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattel. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organizing isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we're all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess both inside and out, hit that subscribe button and join me on my all-new show, Unpacking with Jennifer, launching February 19th, with all new episodes dropping every Wednesday, and I can't wait to tackle it all together. Available everywhere you get your podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Jennifer_Sattel. Hey guys, welcome to our first podcast. I'm here with my executive producer, Kimberly Lovey.
Congratulations. We're so excited. I'm so excited for you to launch your show. We have been talking about this for, I don't know, 6 months, 4 months, 4 months, 5 months, right? A while.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Finally,
I'm so excited.
I was like, I'm so excited too, because I just needed that last little push. New year, new everything. And I just love talking to you, and it's so exciting for me and hopefully for the listeners.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. You gave me the chills. I'm so excited. Well, welcome everybody. So today we are going to unpack Jennifer herself and give you a little behind the scenes if you are new to her. And if you're not, you can just come and listen and maybe learn something new about her. We actually have some surprises that we're going to share shortly, so definitely stay tuned. But how are you feeling right now? Are you nervous?
I'm nervous. I love to talk, but it's very different when you're just talking for everyone. And I have no issue talking. I have no shortage of stories and all of the things, but it is a little, I have little butterflies right now.
Yeah, totally normal. Totally normal. I'm very brave, by the way, to speak. You'll get used to it, but your listeners will let you know that, hey, we love when you're just talking to us like you're our best friend. That's what I found is the real key to success. But beyond that, you, my love, are a wealth of knowledge for both your business, your family. So do you mind kind of sharing a little bit about where you live? You don't have to give us your address. Maybe just kind of where you live, and do you have a family life? Just share a little bit about you.
Yes. I live in Chatsworth. I have lived here for about 10 years. I grew up in the Valley. I grew up in the Burbank area, and I grew up there, went to private school my whole high school and elementary school life, went to the same school. I was pretty much a lifer, branched off, and then reconnected with my friend at the time when we were in fourth grade, and we reconnected about 12 years ago, and now we're married, and it's just funny how that's turned around. I never thought I'd be back in LA, and his family business is here. So I came back to to make it work and do all the things. And it's been wonderful. And we have a daughter. She's 8 years old. And
what's her name?
I don't know. He has his own business. I started my own business, and it's just, we have a wonderful journey together. So that's it in a nutshell. I'm sure I can dive into it another time deeper, but that's the nutshell version of it.
Yes. And so what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Charlotte. She is in third grade, and she's going on 15 apparently.
Listen, my 2-year-old just started putting on lip gloss because she got it from my Charlotte. I have a Charlotte too, that's 7. So look, I'm not here to judge, right? This is, we're unpacking the real stuff here.
Sometimes she says stuff. I'm like, where did you even hear that? And apparently, you know, nowadays kids are on YouTube or YouTube videos and all of this. Well, I didn't have that when I was growing up. So I feel like her vocabulary is more of a high schooler or, you know, middle schooler than a third grader. But it's just fun.
Well, since we're unpacking that for a second, Jennifer, does she use the term sus? You know how the teenagers use that?
Yes.
Or bro? Have you gotten any of that?
And bruh. Well, yeah. Apparently I say it wrong when I repeat it and say, don't call me bro. And she's like, it's not bro, it's bruh or whatever. And I'm like, it's nothing. You're not saying it at all. I'm not your bro. I'm your mom. I'm your mommy. Remember when you called me mama?
Yeah. It's crazy. And then, yeah, my kids are, because I've got three kids, and my kids, when they started calling me mom, and again, my sweet two-year-old, she goes, mom. I'm like, okay, you are two. How about mama, mommy? It's just like, I can't. We just can't. I just, yeah.
We're not mom, and I'm not your bro, and I'm not your bra.
Exactly.
I actually had to ask Charlotte. I had to ask my Charlotte what sus was. Like, I had to think about it. And I'm like, why are we even like, what is this?
How did we get here?
I don't understand it. I don't.
These are the moments that you realize.
I don't know if we're turning back.
No, you're not. You're just going to full steam ahead. And okay, that is so cute about you and your husband that you guys knew each other in fourth grade. Now, where were you living? Because you said you moved back to make it work. Where were you?
Oh, so when I graduated high school, I moved down to San Diego and I lived there for about 12 years. And then I had a job. I used to work in corporate America, and that's a whole other story, but they had me move up to San Jose. And I happened to be down for a holiday break, and I was down in San Diego, and a group of our friends that are still, because we went to a private Christian school, so not huge, you know, classes, you know, our class was like 175 kids. A lot of us still kept in the same circle. So they were doing drinks like the day after Christmas or something in like Eagle Rock. And David showed up, and I hadn't seen him since, you know, probably my senior year of graduation. And it was just like, we just started talking, and it just felt so organic and comfortable. And he was, you know, out of a relationship, and I was out of a relationship, and it just, you know, but we did long distance for 2 years. I was still in San Jose for 2 years. So we were just doing weekends or phone all the time. You know, I traveled a lot with my job. So I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to live here up here anymore. So I came back, and we said, can we live together? Can we do this? And we found this place in Chatsworth, and we jumped in. Okay. I had never really lived with anybody. And we jumped in with both feet.
I love that. And I have a real question about this, just because now let's like really start from the beginning. And this ties into your business, which we will dive into also in a second. But yes. I was literally thinking about it this morning when I was making the bed, and I was like, my husband's never going to make the bed, even though he gets out last. Oh, well, like it is what it is. It's a trade-off. And I just like have to let it go. And this is like the real talk, right? We're not putting on the Ritz here, folks. But I guess and I was giggling to myself because I was like, I remember when I moved in with my husband and I was like, oh, he's so organized and neat. This is great because I'm very like tidy. And then it wasn't until I like really lived with him and I was like, oh, it's his housekeeper. She's really organized. He's not. So he duped me a little bit. I'm just letting you know.
She's super neat and tidy.
She's super neat and tidy. What was your experience moving in with your husband? Tell me it's similar, please.
Well, that is hilariously funny because it is spot on. Him and I are very opposite. He kind of comes from a generational, I don't want to say hoarder, like what you see on the shows, but they just blue collar, all the stuff, but it's generational. And I am not. I'm just not. Obviously, that's why I have my business. And in the beginning, though, I didn't quite know how much crap he had and how he is very meticulous with certain things because he has to repair stuff and do stuff. So obviously he's very meticulous, but just kind of how messy he is with life. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I was like, hey, I feel like you are very messy. And I did not know that about you. And he's like, what? You know, and anyways, yeah, he kind of duped me too, I feel. But certain things he'll fixate on. And when I would see that, I'd think, oh, man, he'll clean something and do something for an hour that could take 2 minutes. And then everything else is a bomb. So we've had a few little disagreements. Like the garage is off limits to me. He will not let me. He will not let me even say anything really about it. So I just smile and nod and think, all right. This is never changing. I thought it would in the beginning. I'm not going to lie. I really was like, this is going to change. And it has not. And I've lost many battles.
Okay. That is so validating. And I also think it's so relatable because I know there are people listening that are like, oh, thank God, it's not just me. Like, I can't tell you the envy I have when I go to, like, I just went to our friend's house. She's a stay-at-home mom. Her husband has this, like, really high-profile, demanding job. And their home, first of all, it's just a beautiful home. They did a beautiful job with their construction. But their home, you could eat off the floors. And I didn't see a single pile anywhere. And she was like, oh, I just had people at my house for like a month yesterday. So I know for a fact she didn't just clean up for me because she didn't have time. Like the turnaround time wouldn't add up. Like I'm like analyzing this, right? And she's like, well, yeah, me and my husband, we just don't like stuff. And I'm just like, oh, that's dreamy. I'm so jealous. But like, I guess is that, let me ask it this way. So I think part of it is we just have to accept it. But like, I have found that there's certain areas that are his and certain areas that are like my domain that I like, for example, the kitchen, that's mine. I own it. There's certain like our baby's room. I own that domain. Then he has his man cave. That's his domain. So that's a way we've kind of like managed through it, even though it irks me still. But, you know, my husband's so lovely that my mom would be like, if this is the worst thing, be lucky. You know, you're lucky. So what do you think?
True. You know what? That's so funny. My mom said the exact same thing to me in the beginning because I was struggling. I was like, oh my gosh. Like I just was like, I can't. And she kind of said the same thing. This is the worst thing. Like, I mean, you know,
and he's not cheating on you.
So we have an extra bedroom. He's not cheating on me. He's not hiding stuff from me.
He's not gambling.
He's just messy. And it's just, exactly. He hasn't like sold kidneys to pay for his gambling debt or anything like that.
Right.
But he does have shit everywhere in his room. And he has like a little man cave too. His collectibles. Oh, right. I call it junk, but whatever.
Same.
He's like, oh, that's my collectible room. I'm going to get shelves for my collectibles. I'm like, you mean your crap? Fine, sure, whatever. So I have areas, that are,
domain
that,
and her domain.
Please don't touch, you know, like, let's pick up. And I just kind of handle it and I'm okay with it. Every once in a while, I do walk in his man room and I silently cry and then I leave and I say, it's fine. It doesn't affect me. I close the door and it doesn't affect me. It's done.
That's what my mother-in-law says. She's
but
like,
he knows.
You literally put on your blinders. She's like, some rooms I just put on my blinders. I just completely ignore it or I close the door.
And it was funny because like not that long ago, like right around during the holidays, I was actually hiding, you know, some stuff in the room, like presents and stuff in his room because no one goes in there. And I opened the door and I hadn't opened it in a long time. And I was like, oh, sweet baby Jesus. And then I was like, OK, close the door. I'm going to walk backwards. And I never saw anything.
We're going to erase it because I can't take it on. I think that's what it comes down to for those ladies listening is like, it has to become an exercise of almost like prioritization of like, well, one, your mental health, but also just prioritization of like what you can truly control because there's enough out there for us to do. I just have to be like, you know what? It's not going to be perfect. I have kids. One day they're going to move out. One day I'll be able to like micromanage my husband. But right now I don't, that's not where my energy is best spent and it's okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to tell myself this.
Yes. And that's hard. Yeah. And it was hard because I'm sure, you know, I'm a pretty independent woman and, you know, I've always kind of had that. I'm an only child. So control, right? We control everything. And to be in a relationship or to be moving in with someone who has 9,000 boxes of crap and you have like four, you know, and most of it's yearbooks, like it's not even anything like collectible, but, you know, you just, I had to like lose the control of that and just say, you know what, I'm okay with it. I'm not okay with, you know, there's still sometimes I'm like, oh, no. But I've gotten better and he understands and I understand. And
yeah, I just feel like it's the underbelly of a relationship that not everybody talks about. And then I look at my friends that like they're both on the same page in terms of like tidiness levels. But then I say, this is what I say to myself is like, well, that guy I know has other things that would irk me or, you know, that couple, they have other things that they have to sort through. And so, okay, maybe they're tidy, but absolutely, maybe there's something else. Like nobody's perfect. No relationship's perfect. And I just, that's what I try and remind myself. But it's just validating for us to be able to say, yes, this happens in marriages. Okay. People, we're not all Instagram perfect. Pinterest perfect. Sorry.
Oh God. Oh God, no. Oh God, no. And the other thing with that, and you know, obviously if I talk about my business more, which I will down the road, but typically when I go to houses, not both of them are not organized. One is organized and one isn't. The husband usually says he's the one that's organized and he actually usually is the one that has the most crap because most of that is like, it really is. Now the house itself, you know, yeah, you know, the kids stuff. I mean, that is in every home, the toys, the little crappy little pieces of toys and everything. But the husband, you know, usually, not always, he has all his sports stuff from when he was a kid and like his baseball cards and then he wants to keep old DVDs and old movies because he's not ready to part with those, like all the things that are in bins in the garage, but half of those are their bins. And I see sometimes there's tension because he'll say, just throw everything away. And then I'll say, well, did you want to go through your stuff? And he'll be like, oh, no. This is like collectible stuff. Oh, okay. So it's just funny. It, like you see so many things, but typically two people in the house are not both tidy. And sometimes it's in reverse. Sometimes it's the woman that's super organized and it's the man who just like can't part with anything, you know, whatever. You know, I've seen so many different things that I can talk everyone's ear off, but it's just interesting to see. Everyone assumes David and I, because he, you know, we're together. He's like, oh, so your house must be. And I'm like, yeah, it's organized. I also have a little girl and she has friends over, but he's not. So it looks great for the most part, but it's never going to be picture perfect. And I'm okay with that. And I have to be okay with that.
Yeah. I love it. This is the real talk. So, and I do think this is a great time for you to explain a little bit about your business, which is also the essence of why we picked the name of your show. So can you talk a little bit about your business? And then we can maybe talk a little bit, we can talk a little bit about some surprises around your name of the show and things.
Yes. Okay, so a very quick, you know, just bullet points of my background is visual presentation and space planning in like retail stores. And I did corporate America for about 20 years. And then when I was pregnant with Charlotte, and I was on, you know, leave the 12 weeks or whatever. And all of a sudden it was 6 weeks in and I literally had, I would say, a panic attack. I absolutely was. Charlotte was not going to daycare. And also it's so expensive. I had to really think about like, how is this going to work? And you know, there's all these logistical things, but the first thing I said was she's absolutely not going to a daycare. It's not going to happen. My mom lives in San Diego. So I didn't have that question. You know, she could help a little bit, but she also works. So that wasn't, you know, really doable. So I panicked. I absolutely panicked. I started freaking out about, oh my gosh, it's already half my time. What am I going to do? And I don't remember exactly if somebody had told me or I saw something about organizing homes and offices and all the things kind of in that line. And I just, when she was napping, I would just power through. I'm like, oh, this is a thing. And it's funny because when I would go to my friend's house in like high school and even right out of, if we were there, just sitting at their house, just like, you know, just talking, being girls, whatever. I'd be like, let me organize your closet. I can't take it. Or let me organize your bathroom while we're doing this. And it just became a thing. And I was like, I didn't know this was a thing. And this was, you know, 9 years ago. This was almost 9 years ago. And I researched and I was like, it's a thing, but I don't really have a budget to market. So people told me about Facebook mommy groups. And I just took some before and after pictures of like my friends. I went to their house and took some before, you know, did closets or kitchen, even just like a pantry, things that we always find to be very messy. And I just started posting where I could on the Facebook mommy groups. And this May will be 9 years. And I really told myself, if I can do this until she's one, I just wanted to do it until she was one. I wanted to not have to go back to corporate America and do, you know, all the stuff. And then I was like, but I really don't want to do that. I don't want to go back to corporate America. I don't want her to be there 40 hours a week and whatever. So I just figured it out. And I'm so lucky. I did a lot of networking events. I did a lot of mommy group things and lunches and stuff when I could, when I did have some help. My, you know, if my mom or my mother-in-law could watch Charlotte, I would try to do these things. And, you know, I enjoy it so much. It's so satisfying for me personally, because I see the joy on people's faces when they, you see them take that deep breath when you leave and they're like, wow, like, oh my gosh, like you did this in 8 hours or 5 hours or 3 hours, whatever. And this would have taken me 6 months and it still isn't done. So, but anyways, that I digress, but I just, you know, put in the work now, obviously. I never in a million years thought it would continue. And I'm busier than I've ever been, in, especially in the last like 3-4 years. It's almost all referral based. I don't even really market myself anymore, in terms of, I haven't done a lot of networking events just because I don't have the time. But I love it. I enjoy it. And it really does bring me happiness for people, because I have no emotion going into people's houses, and it makes it very easy for me, and it's hard for them because they're looking at every piece of paper, everything. And I'm just, you know, I just kind of guide them. So yeah, I've been doing that and it's amazing and it's wonderful. And I'm just very blessed. And I know that.
Wow.
And that's when my story in a nutshell.
I love it. I love that, because it really shows your, it shows your commitment to your family. And it also shows your entrepreneurialism. Wow, that was a word. Okay. And no, it shows how
and also, you know, like I said, yeah, thank you. And also, like, I had no idea. I didn't even know when Charlotte was, you know, 6 weeks old. I didn't know about the Facebook mommy groups. Like, I couldn't believe this existed in a world where I'm like, what was I doing while she was napping? Because I was never sleeping. And I just discovered it. And they were so welcoming. And, you know, some of them, it would have like free business advertising for moms on Fridays, or, you know, so I tried to take advantage of, you know, the stuff that didn't cost. And networking events, you know, $50 to go and meet other moms and other people doing, you know, whatever it is they were doing. And it was just so awesome. And I'm so lucky, because I just went after school. I just jumped into, after college, I just jumped into the corporate world. That's what I did. I didn't know any of this. And I always wanted to have my own business. And I can't say that, you know, it wasn't hard in the beginning, because it was, you know, you're trying to balance being a new mom and all of those things. And even now I'm struggling sometimes to balance my schedule, but I just am so lucky that there were all these tools that I'm sure 20 years ago, there was no Facebook mommy groups. Like, you just had to do it. And I'm just very lucky. I don't take that for granted, but I do enjoy having my own business and being able to kind of take time off when I need it. And I don't have to ask anybody's permission except my own.
I love it. And and there's a saying, like, I have the worst boss, and it's like yourself, you know, my boss is so demanding. It's like, you're your own boss. I'm like that with my business.
Boss never lets me do anything.
Yeah. My boss is so demanding. They never let me do anything. I love that. And for folks listening, cause I'm sure that folks that are not near us here in Southern California, I'm sure you're going to get questions on, is there any kind of way that you can work remotely with folks, or is it really more in person is the best way to work with you?
You know, it's interesting that you say that because during COVID, that weird time in our lives for those first, you know, couple, three, 4 months, especially that first wave, I did have people asking me if I would do like a Zoom with them and they would walk me through their house and ask, you know, because I go in and organize, but I also, I mean, organizing, obviously that's the fun part, right? That's the fun part for me, at least. I love making things look great. And it's all, you know, color and this, and there's bins and stuff. But the reality is some people need help buying furniture that is like conducive for extra space because maybe their closets are small. So I help them make sure to get a piece that has hidden drawers or secret compartments where they can kind of hide stuff. Or, you know, I help people like redo rooms and that type of thing. So with that being said, during COVID, I would do Zoom calls, and walk through house, you know, their rooms with them and say, this is what I think, you know, F, you know, ABC, whatever. Give them links. I would send them links to furniture. So I send links to people to furniture that I'm like, this is what I'm thinking. Doesn't mean you have to like it, but I want you to see a starting point and you go from there and you pick and we can discuss it further. If you're like, I like this, but I don't like this. So that's what I was doing, especially during that time. Another thing I have done, and I know this sounds like I love going to people's houses for consultations, but I have to say, because of my schedule, sometimes it's challenging to cut out that hour in the middle of the day to then drive, you know, to Pasadena or to wherever. So a lot of times I'll have people just send me a video or send me pictures, and then we can chat about it on the phone and talk about it if they maybe don't have the budget to have me. But they can do that, you know, like a consultation, but via phone, photos, video, and it just, wow, it's easier for everybody too, because everyone's okay, busy. So it's hard to pair up sometimes, you know?
That's great. Okay. So for those of you listening, if you're not in SoCal, then you can still work with Jennifer and reach out to her on her Instagram, yes, which we will have linked in the show notes. It's Jennifer_Sattel, which leads me to my next point with you. So can we share something that kind of organically came out as, so this is a little deep dive behind the scenes of her podcast. So first of all, I'm obsessed with the title and the concept. Can you first of all, tell us about your vision for the podcast for folks just that might want to hear from you? What is the essence of it?
Oh, the essence. So I love talking in general. I love talking. And I kind of was thinking how it is when I go and have brunch or the girls are just sitting and talking and we talk about life, work, kids, you know, whatever. And I kind of was like, yes, absolutely, I want to talk about my business because I think that there's a lot, just saying organizing, there's a lot in that. That's a very large umbrella. But it's unpacking everything. It's things with your friends and relationships and, you know, having a little one in school and mommy groups and play dates and, you know, and like people's personalities and just life and all this stuff. It's not always, you know, platinum. Sometimes it's you know, you have moments where you need to talk it out. And I thought, what a fantastic way to, you know, reach out to everybody and just let's talk about whatever we want to talk about today. And then the next time, you know, we do the same thing with a different topic that's heavy on our minds. And sometimes it's funny. Most of the time it's funny. It's all fun stuff. But sometimes it's, you know, kind of real. It's real. Yeah. And that's what I wanted it to be. I really wanted it to be that.
I love that. And I absolutely love the concept. And I can't wait to continue to unpack. And for those of you that want Jennifer to unpack something either around, you know, tactically and practically for your home organizing, you know, specific rooms or questions, how do I organize my kids' playroom or those kinds of things, or something else like my husband's messy and I'm not, how do I deal with it? Or whatever is on your mind, send her a DM, because what we're going to do is we're going to track those DMs. We can give you a shout out unless you say, please keep anonymous, then we will. And we will address your questions or topics moving forward on upcoming episodes. So don't be shy. If there's something that you want her to touch on, then we will make it happen for you.
Please, please, please. Yeah. I love to talk. I love to, I also love to get feedback too. So if you have any questions or ideas, please, you know, let us know. Let me know.
For sure. Okay. So then here's the, so I'm going to start really breaking. Now we're going to get under the hood. Okay. Cause this is our real talk.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Speaking of the podcast. So Jennifer approached me. She has this wonderful concept. We're so excited about it. I'm obsessed with the concept. Obviously it's just so relatable and authentic, which is what we all want, and informative as well. And as we're kind of like crafting it, I'm like, by the way, what is your official last name? Because I saw Satel and then I saw Francis. And what would you like to go by for your show and also for your social media handles? I just want to make sure that we have a cohesive, you know, name for you. And then what happened from there?
Yeah, you and I were chatting. And then I said, well, I don't know that I want to say Francis. I should probably say Satel, and it became a thing because I was like, well, I actually haven't even changed my name. It's been Francis and we've been married a long time and I should do it. And you're like, well, why haven't you done it? And one of the number one reasons is we all probably have said, if we're married or we had to change our name, it's a lot of work. And the other thing that I had said was, you know, you have to go to Social Security and the DMV, and no one, I repeat, wants to go to the DMV. And then when you and I were talking, I was like, well, if I change my name, then it's like real. And, you know, Charlotte's been starting to ask me, she's like, hey, mommy, why haven't you ever changed your name? And I'm like, oh, Charlotte, I don't want to go to the DMV and I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that. And then I was like telling you, well, then it's like real. It's like real if I change my name. And not that I don't absolutely, I'm 100%, 1000% committed, but I was just like, oh shit, now I wouldn't be a Francis anymore. I'd be a Satel. And I guess I just kind of held on to that for like a nanosecond. And I'm like, no, I don't want to hold on to that anymore. So you were like, this is amazing. I'm changing it right now. It's not going to say Francis. It's going to say Satel. And here we are. And it's going to be real because I'm making a DMV appointment.
All right. Okay. So this is like really breaking news. And David is finding out that you're making these steps by listening to this podcast, right? Or are you going to somehow surprise him?
No, I think I'm going to surprise him with the listening to the podcast. I'm going to, because I know he's so supportive of everything I do. And I think I want to be like, hey, will you listen to the first podcast and just like, let me know what you think. I'm thinking that's what I'm going to do because I just think it's going to be really special because I did ask him like a year or so ago. I'm like, does it bother you that I haven't changed my name? And he's like, no, but I know I could see that he said no, but I kind of could see. And I think with Charlotte too, she's just like, just change your name. She doesn't understand. So she's like, just what do you mean? And so I think it's just going to be really special. And honestly, I'm really excited that I finally, you know,
I am so excited. I'm excited for your whole family.
And you guys are really the first people to hear this information. Huh?
Yeah, you guys are hearing this first. This is breaking news.
Yeah.
And it's a huge deal.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news, David. Congratulations.
Breaking news.
You finally got your girl to take on your last name. And I
finally.
And your daughter, Charlotte, is going to be so happy.
I really love you, David.
Oh,
she's going to be so happy. She's going to be so happy. She's so cute anyway. And she's very emotional about stuff. So it's going to be really special. But that's the way I think I'm going to do it, is just have him listen to get some feedback on what he thinks, because I always ask him. And I think it'll just surprise him in there. And I think that's the best way to do it.
Okay. I am loving it. And you do have to give us an update on the next episode so that we, or at least an upcoming once he's heard it, depending on how the recording all works, this, you know, from a timing perspective. But when it happens, you have to keep us updated because we're all here for it. And I have a theory about this, and this goes to, you know, again, relatable topics. I have a theory. Now, nobody told me this, and I even think some men might deny it, but I have noticed if you watch a man's face, okay, not their words, like you were observing your husband, I have noticed many times that men don't come out and say it. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. And they want you to want to take on their last name, and it means something to them. And I think part of the reason why they don't Some men, they'll be more bold and forthright about it. But I think there's a big group of men out there that they don't want to force it upon you. And they want you to want their last name. And it really, like, it's almost like a feather in their cap in a way. Like, it's something they're proud of. I don't know. I just think this is a very common topic and theme. And I don't hear anyone that talks about it. But I also want to ask you, because what you said is your reason is really logistics and the work. I've heard that so many times. It makes perfect sense. And I would love it if you could give us maybe like a cheat sheet or some quick guide. Like, once you kind of have gone through the process and figured out exactly what needs to happen, I would love it. And I feel like
I would
love it if you could tell us, like, for all the women out there that are in the same situation and they don't even know where to begin, can you like give us a little bit of like walk us through it, either in the form of an episode or or an Instagram post where you kind of, can you break down the steps of what we have to do, at least in California?
Oh my gosh, absolutely, because I'm going to also be learning this too. And I'm just so excited. But going to what you said, yes, I will absolutely, my knowledge is your knowledge. I'm going to pass it along. But what you said, I did see it in his eyes. I did. I really did. Going back to the emotion, they're not going to say it. I think it means a lot to him. But he was like, oh no, I mean, whatever, it's fine. But I was like, there was like this undertone. And I was like, all right. And then right after that, I swear, like a week later, Charlotte asked me, and I'm like, are they conspiring against me? Like, what are they doing? So it's going to be really special. And I feel really good about it. And I don't know why I waited. There's obviously something there, but you know,
look, I can say this.
I can't use excuses of DMV anymore.
Right. But I also like that you just brought that up, because it is actually emotional. Or look, I'll say it for myself, because I'm sure everyone has their own experience with this, but I will just say, I want to validate that there is an emotion about giving up your maiden name and what happened. Like, I feel like I'm going to start crying, but I remember being very, like, very surprised about this. I was always going to take on my husband's name in my mind, so it was never a question for me. But when I was doing it, I got really, like, emotional, because I remember looking at my parents and feeling like I'm leaving them in some way. And I got very emotional about it. Like, oh, yeah. I felt like I was somehow like moving on from them, even though I wasn't. And they live like a mile from me and whatever. But there was deep emotion attached to that was very unexpected for me. And then my mom, it wasn't until my mom was like, go ahead, like move on to Lovey, like take on that name. And it just like, she gave me that like almost like permission and just encouragement. So I don't know. Sure, I think that it's a real thing.
No, I absolutely do. Yeah, it is. I don't know. It's just like you're getting a little part of you back, you know, away. It's gone. And you're like, oh, but you have this huge life and this future and family, your new family. So it's just, I don't know. I think you're right. It's just like you almost need that, like just pat on the back, or like, you got this, you're ready, you do this. And maybe you typing Jennifer Francis and then me seeing that and saying, we kind of talked about it. Maybe that was the pat I needed to be like, well, you know what? I really want it to be Satel.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for your family. Like I know it's going to bring both David and Charlotte so much joy. And obviously you too. And you just said, and you know, a couple minutes ago, I'm ready. I love it. And, yeah. There was one other thing I was going to say. Now, this doesn't work for everybody, and it didn't really work for me, but it is a strategy for those of you out there, you know, contemplating this same topic, because it is a very big deal. One of my sister's best friends, she basically made her maiden name her middle name, but she had it like works with her name. So I'm just throwing that out there, because for some of you that might work. Like, for example, if your maiden name is Smith, like if mine was Smith and I like had this deep emotional connection to it and like I really liked it, or I just love my family so much, I would consider just calling myself like Kimberly Smith Lovey, because it would keep that emotional tie. But that doesn't work. It didn't work for me, but I would have been open if it had. So it's just another like thing to consider.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is definitely something. And I have seen that, too, where they've just kept their maiden name as their middle name. Not many people, but, yeah, just a few. But they could do it. You could do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do that. But
yes, that's okay.
I'm going to commit to Satel. 12 years later.
Yes, David, we finally got her. All you needed was to call me.
We got her.
The podcast.
Well, I know. I just need to talk to you.
Just talk to me. I'll give you that little, I'll give you the nudge. But that's really great. And I think that this is such a great topic. And I'm so looking forward to hearing more about your episodes and your topics. And I personally would love for you to unpack the playroom, if you don't mind, I'm just throwing it out there on your topic list. I'll add it as well, because we have a little, you know, we track it on a spreadsheet. But the playroom drives me nuts, and it's a whole other topic. And I will say that the friends of mine that have their playroom upstairs, man, I wish I knew that going into buying my house, but I don't have that luxury. So if you could kindly unpack that, please let me know. And yes. I would really love to listen to your insights.
Oh my gosh. I will absolutely do that. And yes, that's a full episode on that one. But I will say this, when I first started, I'm going to give you a little teaser. When I first started, Charlotte was not even, she was playing with soft toys. I mean, there was none of this. I would go to these people's houses and I'm like looking at this little crap, right? These little pieces. And the mom would be like, oh no, that's blah, blah, blah. And that's blah, blah, blah. And I would look at them and I'd be like, how do you know this? And they're like, I don't want to know it, but I know it. And then now when I go to people's houses, I know all the shit. I know it all. I'm like, oh, that piece goes to this. They're probably going to want that. And this, and I'm like, oh God, this is crazy. So it was funny, the evolution of that. Cause I was like, who's going to remember all this? And then I find myself freaking remembering it. And I just laugh. I'm like, oh boy.
So but relatable. Yeah,
playrooms are their own episode in itself.
God, it's the bane of my existence. And I found that out the hard way by throwing out the wrong piece of one toy and then you ruin the toy. So yes, we want to hear. Well, congratulations again on your brand new show.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you. And
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
All right. Well, yes. Congratulations. You did your first episode. So for everybody out there, share this with your friends, support our girl, and, you know, just tune in for next time, right?
Yes. Yes. Please tune in. I love to talk. I love to tell stories and help unpack all the stuff we keep in our minds. And I had such a great time talking with you, Kimberly. Thank you so much. And this is just so exciting for me. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love today's episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Satel for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most.